KJAN Sports.
It is time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school sports this morning. Girls state soccer quarterfinals yesterday. Class 1A, it was Davenport Assumption over North Polk, 8-0. Center Point Urbana beat Columbus Catholic 2-1. Bishop Heelan over Gilbert, 2-0. And Iowa City Regina, 2-1 in overtime over Nevada. In 2A quarterfinals, Lewis Central moves on with a 2-0 win over Dallas Center Grimes. Spencer, 3-2 over Norwalk. Waverly Shell Rock beat Notre Dame West Burlington Danville, 4-1. And Pella over Cedar Rapids Xavier, 2-0. In 3A quarterfinals, Ankeny Centennial defeated Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 7-0. It was Waukee 3-1 over Pleasant Valley. Ankeny beat Linmar 5-1 and West Des Moines Valley over Dowling Catholic 2-0. Today's semifinals include Davenport Assumption pacing Center Point Urbana and Bishop Heelan against Iowa City Regina in Class 1A this morning. This afternoon in 2A, Lewis Central will battle Spencer at 1:30. Waverly Shell Rock plays Pella at later on this afternoon in Class 3A. In the semifinals, Ankeny Centennial plays Waukee, and Ankeny faces West Des Moines Valley. The Atlantic Trojans baseball team picked up a 10-2 home win over Shenandoah last night. The Trojans came through with a strong third inning, tallying 6 runs to give them a stranglehold on the game. Aside from that inning, the Trojans left some opportunities on the table, though, leaving the bases loaded in the second and fifth innings with no runs. The Trojans stranded a total of 12 base runners. After the game, Atlantic head coach Gaylord Schelling said it was nice to get a win, but he does expect his team to play a little bit better.
I thought Colton Mudd pitched a pretty good game. He didn't have control all the time, but when he did, too, he did. He came through in pitches. Our defense was solid again, had no errors. You know, we had two good squeezes by both Gratt and Jackson Eaton. Those were key plays in the game, and that, you know, that kind of got us going relaxed, and then they got a walk, and then we got a good hit by Mason, so... The kids are doing some good things, but I expect them to be better. That's just my expectation of them. I'm not saying they're not good. They're trying hard, but we got to get a little bit better.
Colton Mudd pitched 6 efficient innings for the Trojans, allowing the 2 runs on 4 hits with 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, and 1 hit batter. After the game, Mudd said he felt good on the mound, but the team knows they need to improve heading into games today at Creston and Monday at Lewis Central.
Well, I felt pretty good. Just got to work on my off speed, make sure they get over the plate. It is a good victory, gives us some confidence, but there's still things we need to work on and we need to execute during other games.
Kyle Owens took the loss for the Mustangs, going 3 innings, allowing 8 runs and 5 hits. The Trojans improved to 6-2 with that win. Shenandoah falls to 3-6. Elsewhere in the Hawkeye 10 yesterday, it was Harlan sweeping 2 from Clarinda, 7-3 and 9-4. St. Albert beat Red Oak 10-0. Lewis Central 11-1 over Glenwood. And Kemper Catholic took a pair from Creston 8-0 and 10-6. In Western Iowa Conference baseball, it was IKM Manning over AHSTW 7-1. Tri-Center beat Audubon 8-2. Underwood over Griswold 12-1. Missouri Valley beat Trainer 10-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard falling to Des Moines Christian 7-0. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox 11-10 winners over Bedford. Southwest Valley beat East Union in 8 innings, 4-3. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley in 11 innings by a 5-2 final. In softball, Atlantic's softball team remained undefeated on the season with 2 victories over Shenandoah in a home doubleheader. Atlantic won the first game 10-0 in 6 innings and went the distance in a 3-1 win in the second game. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman said they were much better at the plate in game 1.
It was kind of a tale of 2 separate games, I guess, particularly at the plate. We put the ball in play and were pretty disciplined in game 1, and consequently it shows in the score at 10-0. We started off the scoring early on, taking advantage of a couple of miscues from Shenandoah and played 2 runs. And then the other big inning was the 6th inning when all with 2 outs, Alyssa Derby singles and Mackenzie Waters singles and Alexis Handel singles and eventually scores on a pass ball. And then the big blast by Allie Anderson that ended the game and scored the 3 runs to put us up by the 10-run rule.
Coach Hinsman praised the defensive effort in the Game 2 victory.
A close game like that, the difference is probably defense. Defensively, we had no errors, which was awesome for us. And, of course, Allie in the circle, who only gave up the 1 run on a couple of hits late in the 7th inning. So, you know, overall, very much improved Shenandoah team, a team that we may see again down the road to come tournament time. You know, I thought it was coming away with 2 victories against Shen was a good deal for us.
Atlantic improves to 10-0 on the season and now heads to Creston for a two-day tournament against some pretty tough competition. They'll face Ankeny and Burlington today and follow that up with Clark and Sioux City East on Saturday. Elsewhere in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls softball yesterday, Harlan took two from Clarinda, 13-0 and 12-0. Red Oak swept a pair from St. Albert, 10-1 and 18-3. Lewis Central beat Glenwood last night, 10-0. It was Kemper Catholic over Creston, 7-5. And game one of a doubleheader, Creston took game two, 24-10. In Western Iowa Conference play yesterday, IKM Manning over AHSTW 10-0. Underwood beat Griswold 12-2. Logan Magnolia defeats Riverside twice, 7-1 and 10-4. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 13-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston outscored Greene County 16-14. In the Corner Conference, West Harrison over Fremont Mills 13-0. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox 3-1 over Bedford. East Union beat Southwest Valley 7-1. Mount Air over Nottoway Valley 8-1. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Miles Michaelis rebounded from his first loss of the season to pitch three-hit ball over seven innings, leading the St. Louis Cardinals over the Miami Marlins 4-1. Michaelis allowed an unearned run, struck out five, and walked one, improving to 7-1 and lowering his ERA. Jordan Hicks and Bud Norris finished the four-hitter. Jose Martinez and Luke Voit homered yesterday. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 8-7, Cincinnati over Colorado in 13 innings, 7-5. It was Chicago over Philadelphia, 4-3. In the American League, Matt Chapman doubled in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning to make a winner of Paul Blackburn in his first start of the season, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1. Also in the AL, Minnesota topping Chicago 7-2. Toronto beat Baltimore in 10 innings, 5-4. Detroit over Boston, 7-2. Seattle beat Tampa Bay, 5-4. Houston, 5-2 over Texas. Well, the Washington Capitals have won their first Stanley Cup. Alex Ovechkin scored midway through the game, and Lars Eller had a go-ahead goal with 6:37 left in the third period, lifting the Capitals to a 4-3 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 5 last night. The expansion Golden Knights closed their record-breaking season with their first four-game losing streak. The Capitals went into the third, trailing 3-2, and went ahead after Devontae Smith-Pelly and Eller scored 2:31 apart midway through the pivotal period. Braden Holtby, who made a spectacular stick save to help win Game 2, made enough saves to seal the win while the clock appeared to malfunction after Vegas pulled Marc-Andre Fleury to add an extra skater with more than a minute remaining. Tens of thousands of red-clad Capitals fans partied in the streets last night celebrating the franchise's first Stanley Cup and the city's first title in the major four professional sports since 1992. After the Capitals beat the Vegas Golden Knights on the road in Game 5, celebrations erupted inside their home arena and the viewing party and around Chinatown as well in D.C. Alex Ovechkin, their captain, was awarded the Conn Smythe Trophy as the playoff MVP. Well, Tiger Woods will play the opening two rounds of the U.S. Open with Justin Thomas and Dustin Johnson, which feels like a grouping of numbers 1, 2, and 3 in the world, except that Woods is number 80. The USGA released its tee times for the U.S. Open next week at Shinnecock Hills, and it offered two stacked groups for the morning and afternoon. Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy will tee off together in the morning of the first round. Woods, Johnson, and Thomas are together for the afternoon round. The Champions Tour returns to Des Moines with today's first round of the Principal Charity Classic at the Wakanda Club. Two-time Masters champion Bernard Langer is one of the early favorites, but last year's fourth-place finish was his only top five at the tournament. He says the key is handling the sloping nature of the Wakanda course.
And even if you hit the fairway, it doesn't mean you're on a flat lie. You're one key to be successful around here is to hit the fairways, because if you don't, and it's not easy to hit the fairways. If you don't hit the fairways, you come out of the rough. You can't control the spin or the distance.
Brant Jobe finished at 14 under to win the tournament in 2017, but says his goal coming in is not to defend his title.
I think it's just to be confident in what you're doing. And that's kind of my goal every single week. And how that ends up is how it does.
The winner on Sunday will pocket $262,500 from a more than $1.7 million purse. In NFL news, Terrell Owens says he will not attend his own induction ceremony for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in August. That's an unprecedented decision by an enshrinee. Owens was voted into the hall in February. In a statement released Thursday by his publicist, Owens says, "While I am incredibly appreciative of this opportunity, I've made the decision to publicly decline my invitation to attend the induction ceremony in Canton." Owens added, "After visiting Canton earlier this year, I came to the realization that I wish to celebrate what will be one of the most memorable days of my life elsewhere." Owens heavily criticized the voting process when he failed to be elected to the hall in his first 2 years of eligibility. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.